How would you like to leave your office tonight, and when you came in tomorrow morning, hundreds of your Windows XP or Windows 2000 or 98 PCs were migrated to Windows Vista? And you'd have all your familiar icons, favorites, applications, cookies, printers all set up. They're all still there. Sound like a dream? Well, Alteryx provides just that service. They'll do a pre-migration readiness assessment and turn a potentially huge migration headache into a smooth process. If you have a lot of Windows PCs and are dreading a lengthy, costly migration, here's a solution for you to check out. Get ready for entrepreneur Dan Hansen with the Great Lakes Geek Show. We're speaking with Edward Childs from Alteryx. Ed, one of the things that Windows Vista is going to require is a migration from our old Windows XP systems over to this new Vista, and it might not be a trivial situation. How can you help out?
Right, exactly. Well, what we deal with is the automation of that process. And plus, while a lot of customers are going to move from XP to Vista, you even got a lot of people moving from 2000, even some Windows 9X moving over to Vista. So it's a huge migration process. Most companies look at this kind of situation that it's a very costly project. It takes a long time. So what we do is automate this. So instead of doing one or two or three here and there, we can do hundreds of them overnight with a very hands-off point of view. So that's migrating the data over, migrating the software applications, making sure things are set up, so even when we want to deploy new applications like Office 2007 and the like, that becomes an automated process. And at the same time, it's a good opportunity to go and harvest the licenses that you already have. So if customers are using have software on the machines out there that isn't being used, why migrate that over? So save time in that project and then also do the license harvesting while you're at it. So it's a real good advantage there, and that's what Alteryx really specializes in from this point of view, is that automation of the migration.
So what would be a typical minimum size company that might look for to use your services for migration?
Well, we actually deal with all different sizes of companies. We have a small and medium business group, which deals with typically 2,500 nodes and less. So going all the way down into, you know, the elementary schools and the universities and the state and local government. And then we have the large accounts, which is over 2,500 nodes, which is what I typically deal with. And my typical accounts are dealing with 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 nodes in the environment.
Now with Windows Vista, this is maybe the first Windows version that has a different experience for different levels of hardware. So it requires a certain CPU level, RAM level, and even the video is perhaps the most stringent new requirement. How do you handle the hardware issues?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's going to be the pre-migration readiness assessment. And with that, we actually perform that with an inventory that goes out into the environment. You can do it either with an agent or agentless. That returns all the results of what the environment looks like. And from there, all of the built-in reports will actually slice and dice that for you. So you can see exactly what you're looking at, whether you need to replace hardware, upgrade hardware, or whatever the situation might be. So it gives you a real good true cost analysis of what this project will literally cost you in true dollars, as well as the time that's going to be invested in it.
And then once you've made this migration, say people come in and they leave Friday and they've got an XP box or something, maybe they come in Monday and they're faced with a Vista box, do you assist in any post-migration training or assistance?
Yeah, actually, and some of the most important things from that point of view is when Joe and Jane user comes in on the next day and has, you know, suddenly the new operating system in front of them, you've got this foreign object. The last thing in the world you want to have happen is lots of help desk calls. So what we want to make sure that we concentrate on is the same desktop icons are on the desktop automatically, so they're very familiar with the way things are. The favorites are there. The cookies are there. The printer is already set up and configured, so you don't get that I can't print call. So all of these kinds of things. And then, of course, sitting in their email inbox is going to be a survey right there saying, hey, did this go along just the way you expected? If not, click here. Type what is wrong. And then at that point, that can automatically get routed into a queue to dispatch somebody directly to the desktop to help and assist in any way. Or if it's some sort of automated action that can be taken care of, then that can be done too. Perhaps they need a software title that they didn't have before, or something that was decided they didn't want. That title can now automatically be sent to that desk if that person is appropriate to have that. And that all happens without any kind of user intervention.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.